Chapter 6. Full control of her body still eluded Diana Evans, not that she was so anxious to have it back. The intensity and frequency of these tremors and aftershocks were one of the perks of loving Jesse Stone. She had always enjoyed sex, but it had been this way with Jesse ever since that first drunken encounter in New York. Now that she was with him, she had trouble believing she had been willing to risk losing him. For the moment, though, she was content to feel his strong arms around her, to feel his body pressed to her back, and to listen to the crackle of far-off thunder. Rain pelted the windows as her muscles began to finally relax. She watched the wind make the tree shadows dance against the bedroom walls. When she felt Jesse stir, she said, "Could you get me a drink?" "Sure." He rolled out of bed and headed downstairs to the bar. There was no protest about how he wasn't drinking anymore. No complaints about how her drinking made it harder on him. That was one of the other things she loved about Jesse, his oneness. Molly called it his self-containment. But whatever you called it, Diana realized that some women would have been put off or intimidated by it. Not her. She wasn't looking for a man to complete her. She'd been looking for a complete man, and she'd found him. And Jesse seemed as content with her as she was with him, seemed to love in her the same things she loved in him. Yet as she lay there in the dark, the room full of the raw scent of sex, of their sweat and her crushed herbs and cut grass perfume, she worried about losing him. Losing him not to another woman, but to the memory of another woman. She wasn't afraid about competing with a real woman, but it's impossible to compete with a memory. When Jesse walked back through the bedroom doorway, the ice rattling around in the glass, she sat up in bed. She shook out her hair, gathered it in her hand, and tossed it over one shoulder. He handed her the scotch. "Don't lick your fingers," she said, a smile in her voice. "No worries." Diana took a sip, sighed. "Jesse, I..." Her voice faded into the noise of the rain. She had tried to have this conversation with him a couple of times, since the invitation had arrived a few weeks back. But whenever she tried to put words to her fears, she felt a fool. She had tried waiting Jesse out, hoping he would bring it up to her. That wasn't going to happen. If there was a negative to Jesse's oneness, it was his silence. He was a man who kept his cards close to his vest, a man who liked to work things out for himself. Still, Diana was a trained investigator, and, in her own way, as competent as Jesse. She couldn't help but notice that Jesse had been different since he'd gotten the invitation to Jen's wedding. She'd never been married, so she could only imagine what Jesse was going through. It wasn't like Diana hadn't gotten offers. She'd been tempted by some of them. She'd been in love before, just not like this. At the bureau, she had struggled so hard to get ahead, to be noticed for something other than her looks. In the end, she had thrown it all away, but not unhappily. "Come on, Evans," Jesse said. "You want to say something? Say it."
"Jen."
"Uh-huh."
"Uh-huh? What does that even mean?"
"Okay," he said. "What about Jen?"
"Don't play dumb with me, Chief Stone. Ever since you got the invitation, you've been different."
He didn't answer right away because he didn't want to sound defensive, and because she was right. He'd spoken to Diana about Jen, but superficially. He never enjoyed being around people who went on about their exes. He certainly tried not to do it. And in spite of all the hard work he'd done with Dix on his relationship with Jen, he was also unsure of how to explain the tangled, dysfunctional two-step they'd done for so many years. He still wasn't completely sure he understood it himself. "It's complicated," she laughed. "No kidding. But you're going to have to do better than that."
"Not tonight," he said, cupping his hand behind her head and pulling her mouth to his. But she pushed back. "The scotch," she said. "Don't."
He knew she was right. She guzzled her drink.
"Listen, Jesse, I'm going to use the facilities and brush my teeth. We don't have to talk about Jen tonight, but you do have to talk to her and answer the invitation for my sake, if not for yours. How's that? There's only room for two in my bed, Jesse. Me and you. No room for memories and ghosts. She put the empty glass on the nightstand and stepped out of bed.